Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
And on my way to last to know, I need to get with the times most definitely. I was talking to somebody tonight. It was a woman. She was doing something for me here at the house, and she was telling me about her day, and she was like, well, she had dealt with a Karen. And I was like, what's a Karen? Like, then she was like, you don't know what a Karen is? I was like, no, I don't know what a Karen. I was thinking, okay, Karen or hey, she said, a Karen. I was like, no, I don't know what a Karen is. I have been in the house for a long period of time, and I really don't deal with many women, so I don't know what the slang and the lingo is. And she started laughing, and she was telling me about what had happened between her and someone that she had ran into earlier today, and I found it quite funny. And I did my own research now that she's gone. Now, for you all that don't know, because I'm like, I can't be the only one that is behind in time. I can't be the only one that, like, doesn't know today's slang. Hell, I still use words like cool and all of that. I think that the coolest word I know is maybe, like, swagger. Like, and the only reason I know swagger is because my youngest daughter, the Pisces, she told one time I was driving and she was like that, you know, I have swagger. Even though she had called my car, she said it reminds her of an old lady car. Maybe because it's an older car. It's an old convertible Mercedes Benz. And she was like, that looks like an old lady car. I was like, hell, I'm an old lady. It's supposed to, compared to her, it's supposed to look like an old, and it is an old lady. It belongs to me like that. So I don't really know. I don't even keep up with those terms. And when people come here to the house and they're talking to me like that, that's when I get to know what is going on in the outside world. What I come on here and talk to you all about the outside world is something that I stated I found on YouTube, or it solutions to problems that people that are having issues that come to me for help. I'm talking about those types of issues and those types of problems and things that like that. So real interactions, I'm getting the secondhand information. So, and this was with Karen. And when I did my own research, I didn't like it. I don't like it. But hell, who am I? No one like that. Anyway, it's like, so I didn't like it. I really don't like I don't know. So, is where... So it's like, what does being a Karen mean? Because that's what I had to research, because I was like, what does that mean? Okay. Now, because even when she was explaining the interaction between her and someone, I still really wasn't getting it like that. Now I understand that this is what they're calling women in general, or they're calling them a Karen. Or they're calling them Karen. Like, they're okay. Now, if somebody writes, and a lot of people answered this, it got a lot of answers. And the way that the answers were created, it was like very seriously taking it like that. So as if a lot of thought had been given to it. And this person writes, Karen. Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman. Especially as featured in memes, Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to the retail and restaurant managers, to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. I'm from Generation X. I'm 48. I'm Generation X. I haven't looked at the memes. I probably won't. Like that. So, okay. Karen joins a trend on the internet in the 2010s of using a first name to make fun of certain kinds of people. A Becky, for example, is a stereotype for a basic young white woman while a Chad in other corners of the internet stands for a cocky young dude bro. Okay, I've never heard of I've heard of a Becky. I've never heard of a Chad like that. Okay. But why the name Karen? One suggestion is that it comes from a 2007 bit by Dan Cook called The Friend Nobody Likes. The friend was named Karen. Another explanation is that it comes from the character Karen in 2004 film Mean Girls, who's the subject of the popular quote, oh my God, Karen, you can't just ask someone why they're white. It's even been put forth that Karen comes from the even earlier 1990 film Goodfellas, in which one of the characters is named Karen. Whatever the origin of the slang, the name Karen apparently is properly thought of as a generic seeming name for a middle-aged white woman of a certain generation. Karen appears as early as September 2016 when a Tumblr user, Joe Mader, made fun of a promo for Nintendo Switch in which a white woman appearing to be in her late 20s or early 30s brings the gaming device to a party. The user refers to this supposed Killjoy as Karen. I call Saturn Killjoy and Buzzkill like that. Oh shit, Karen. Oh shit, Karen bought a stupid Nintendo thing to the party again. We're drinking, Karen. We're having conversations. Okay. The character was further developed in December 2017 thanks to a subreddit dedicated to mocking the imagined Karen, somewhat the cook's The Friend Nobody Likes bit. Tropes that developed about Karen here were that she is an annoying and always annoyed middle-aged suburban minivan driving white divorced mother of poorly behaved boys of whom she has custody, who has a so-called speak to the manager haircut. Okay. And then they have a picture of the cat and they have a meme and it says, the can I speak to a manager haircut on the mean. Okay. This haircut is a short angled bob, blonde bob, sometimes called a mom haircut. Speak to the manager refers to escalating complaints or demands from retail or restaurant workers to their managers, a stereotypical behavior of Karen. The speak to the manager haircut meme has been around since 2014. In September 2018, the speak to the manager haircut meme merged with Karen when it was uploaded to the Karen subreddit by users, VideoArts. Okay. Beginning in at least 2017, Karens have been closely associated with baby boomers. Some millennials and members of the Generation Z have called out boomers being closed-minded and behind in the times, especially when it comes to unprogressive views on such things as gender, sexuality, and youth culture, more generally, such as the viral kid bop Karen woman videotape in a road confrontation. Well, I guess I would be a Karen too because I don't have status quo views. I call status quo the bandwagon that people are on now. I call that the status quo. When other people call status quo what was, I call what people jumping on the band is status quo. Then I have my own individual views as race, gender, and sexuality also. Except I'm not white. And I don't wear a bob. And I don't go in public places where people can see my face, like restaurants, and make scenes. I'm always the sweet, nice one where they say, oh, you look so sweet and nice and young. And I'm like, thank you. Like, that's how I am in public. This is my place to vent. Like that. And it's mostly situations that people I'm helping through issues, and I talk about those things. Spreading online in early November 2019 was a joke that Generation X is the Karen generation. The name began associated with people born between 1964 and 1985. This came on the heels of OK Boomer, a slang phrase and viral phenomenon dismissing opinions and attitudes associated with baby boomers, especially white male members of this generation. This prompted some reporters to investigate intergenerational conflict on social media further. BuzzFeed ran a piece on November 14th called Generation Z, calling Generation X the Karen generation, citing some activity on Twitter and TikTok. Okay. Now, that was that person. This other person state, what is Karen? I've seen so many posts in this recently. The origin of Karen as the irksome, entitled woman who goes about her day with privilege unchecked, clueless about how offensive she is, of uncertain origin. But here is a brief exchange from the 2004 movie Mean Girls that may just be where it all started. Karen, Amanda Seyfried, to Katie Lindsay Lohan. So this is what they say. So if you're from Africa, why are you white? So that's what the Karen stated. Gretchen stated, oh my God, Karen, you can't just ask people why they are white. Okay. So that behavior was Karen behavior is what they're stating. Sounded maybe like ditzy, but maybe something ditzy or something. Okay. The meme as it has spread mostly replaces the word people with someone in Gretchen's exclamation. Need I point out that in addition to, or in some ways, if her irksomeness, her entitlement, her cluelessness, her unchecked privilege, and her overall offensive demeanor, this Karen also engages in blatant racial stereotyping. Okay, so because she was insinuating that if the person was from Africa, that they should be black, that means that didn't mean that she may have been stupid. Or was it racial stereotyping? It may be this moment in Mean Girls that Dan Cook had in mind in a 2005 stand-up bit in which he declared, there is one person in every group of friends that nobody fucking likes. Example, Karen is always a douchebag. A somewhat earlier movie, Goodfellas, includes a scene in which Henry Ray Liotta discovers that his wife Karen has taken extreme measures with some contraband he was hiding. Henry states, that's all the money we had, Karen. I was depending on that. What did you do that? Why did you do that? Okay. The conjecture that the Karen meme originates here, however, strikes me as less plausible. For one thing, this Karen is far less presumptuous about whatever entitlement she enjoys. Married as she is to a mobster who is committing felonies, she seems right to be nervous about what he is doing, but you can decide for yourself by watching the movie. Beginning perhaps with this clip, and they leave a clip. At some point after 2004, the Karen meme added an extra dimension of bitchiness to the character in the phrase, wants to speak to the manager. Okay. The face and especially the hairstyle associated with this aspect of the character were those of Kate Gosselin, the toxic wife mother of the improbable TV show John and Kate Plus 8, which began airing in 2007. This is Karen. She liked to speak to the manager. They have a meme of somebody with a bob. It may be Kate Gosselin. And they have written on it, this is Karen. She liked to speak to the manager. Okay. How Kate morphed, yeah, that was her, into or elided with Karen is again uncertain. But that hairstyle is now an integral feature of the meme. You will see it over and over, for example, on Twitter, with the hashtag, and then Karen snap. That's the hashtag. Oh, my goodness. Karen, when you snap, you need to be where your face isn't shown. When you make public appearances, you're nice because that's the image that you want to leave behind. A nice image, pleasant image, beautiful image when you're having exchanges with people. You never ask to speak to the manager, especially when you're in a restaurant because people can mess with your food. I would never ask to speak to a manager or complain about anything in public. I'll come back here and do the complaints when I come on here on the podcast because y'all don't see me like that. Now, this person states, being a middle-aged or older white woman is really the only prerequisite now to qualify as a Karen because racism. Because a scapegoat is needed and this group is a safe, easy mark. That's what this person states. The name was originally used to describe a specific type of entitled white woman who complained about people of color to their employers or called the police on them for no reason. But the list of Karen descriptions grew to become so lengthy and complex that now it's easier just to generalize and label any and every older white woman as being privileged and entitled and therefore a Karen, especially if she is perceived to be disagreeable in any way. Okay. So people that aren't, women that aren't Karens are agreeable to everything. Or if she has the wrong hairstyle, hair seems to be an important factor here. Or if she's a suburban mom with a nice car, the offending characteristics are varied and many times they even fall outside of the official criteria. So one can only surmise that whatever determining factors make someone a Karen, they're truly in the eye of the beholder. But the most important immutable identifying traits are that she's a white woman and older than 30 or maybe 35, depending on who you ask. Because in contrast to their white male counterparts who seem to have complete immunity from public derision, it is apparently only older white women who are ultimately responsible for systematic racism and oppression due to their white privilege, which is a direct result of their original sin of being born white in the mid-20th century, and which was evidently a matter of their own choosing. Because now, according to those who call people Karens, only certain groups are even allowed to complain, disagree, advocate for themselves, or exist based on their age, gender, class, and race. Okay, now that's what that person states. Okay. Somebody else states on Instagram, so this is also on Instagram. On Instagram, while some people refer to as Karen, what does Karen mean and what's its origination story? Based on the dictionary, Karen means Karen is a mocking... So it's in the dictionary? Why am I not surprised? Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to the retail and restaurant managers, to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. That's my generation. Whatever the origin of the slang, the name Karen apparently is properly thought of as a generic-seeming name for a middle-aged white woman of a certain generation. Karen appears as early as September 2016 when a Tumblr user, Jomeda, made fun of promo. Okay, so now I'm not going to read that. Karen and the PC culture. That's the politically correct culture. The new Karen social meme has been evolving rapidly in the past 2 years, though it seemingly began some time ago. Racist rant and public freakout videos and video compilations present a wide variety of mixed sociological breakdown material. Karen has recently been extracted as her own meme from within these sources and now has video compilations dedicated solely to her. Karen's first intonation was superficially as a white racist female. White females who were willing to ruin their lives and lose their jobs in a 30-second bid for supremacy and domination were publicly scorned. From this observer's perspective, this intonation seems to have been a purpose effort on the part of the SJW and BLM folks. The Karen videos seem to multiply and grow in popularity throughout the period of protests and riots early in 2020. Their original intention was to display the truth of racism in an undeniable manner. Okay, so in 2020, when they were having the riots and protests, they were making videos of women that were Karens, and they were showing them being racist and having emotional breakdowns. And SJW and BLM people were using that, okay, as ammunition. Karen's second intonation was an expansion of talent and activity for Karen. In months of May and June of 2020, angry white Karens also started complaining to resale salespeople, yelling at skateboarding children, throwing coffee at baristas, and being a white terror to anyone that she could find. The intonation seems to be the natural response by content creators realizing that people love Karen videos, of which there were too few. Thus, Karens diversification was profitable to content producers. Okay, so people are also earning money because with videos, people like seeing them when they were doing that. Okay. Karen's third intonation is her most sociologically interesting. During the first part of July 2020, Karen jumped racist. The newest video and compilations presenting the term Karen in the title now includes Black, Asian, and Spanish women acting a fool as well. Karen is now any woman that is caught acting crazy or being rude, insane, or demanding in public. Where is Karen going from here? The term has already entered common and is understood almost universally. Karen's future is not bright. As it was directed at white women, the term has been more acceptable and the shaming is justified within the content of the videos themselves. Karen will become a term that is just as demeaning and spiteful as the term bitch, but it will be universally accepted for full public use by men, women, or children. Karen's first intonation may be the universality of Karen. Any woman that's as irated, speaks up, becomes frustrated, makes even a legitimate complaint, questions any authority, scolds anyone, or argues back will become a Karen. Well, hell, I'm a proud Karen then. I won't do that in public where my face is showing. I know how to conduct myself in public because I have a reputation that I want to hold. But on the podcast, you all don't see me. I'm talking about things that are going on in the world. I'm talking about issues relating to people that come to me with those types of issues. And I'm going to complain and I'm going to speak up. In public, it would be in a dignified manner because my reputation is at stake in the way I am. But anything else, I would speak the way that I want to speak and be aware of the punch that is packing. That's my intent, is for it to pack a punch like that. Video or not, the term Karen and the fear of it will likely shut the mouths of many women that may have a legitimate reason to speak out or reason to be upset. The word Karen and its intention are evidently much needed and desired. PC culture has robbed many people of words and terms, allowing them to express themselves. But PC culture and its overzealously has now provided Karen. It is a bit extreme. And I bet the PC culture people are the women that are running the bandwagon that started this. I bet women are engaging and ran the bandwagon that even started this. I bet it was women. I know it was women like that. It is a bit extreme to say that Karen is the beginning of the end of PC culture, but at the very least, Karen demonstrates that people are tired of PC culture and eager to find the expression and freedom of speech that has been censored by PC culture. We don't want ugly, hurtful words to permeate our lives or our conversations, but we do need them on occasion for the odd times when they become relevant and useful. Okay, that's what that person says. Somebody else, Bradley, states, what does being a Karen mean? Karen is an internet archetype. She is a stereotypically monstrous, entitled suburban helicopter mother. Karen treats all service personnel like shit. I would not do that. But it does not mean that I'm not a Karen. Labels don't scare me. I still get men. Now, Karen thinks she is justified in demanding the most outrageous, unreasonable things. And if she doesn't get it, then by God, Karen is calling the manager. Okay, that's what this person writes. Karen will make a scene over the smallest things. If Karen orders a Burger King and there's no napkins in the bag, she will scream and yell and call the manager. Okay. If there's too much ice in Karen's glass, she will call her waiter a moron. Okay. She would demand to speak to the manager and she would not leave a tip. Okay, I wouldn't do any of that. Karen is also a mother and Karen thinks her little darlings could do no wrong. When I go to, this is off topic, but I like injecting myself in conversations. When I go to restaurants, I like demand an order for me. And if there are, I like for the man to order for me. If there are, unless he's going to the bathroom, then I order for both of us like that. I like him to order for both of us. That's just the way that I like it. If I need extra napkins and a drink refill, I'll ask for that once the waitress comes like that. Is the way that I will conduct my, I conduct myself in public. Karen is also a mother, and Karen thinks her little darlings can do no wrong. And I think there are more women that conduct themselves the way that I just described than the way that I'm reading. Oh, hell, what the hell do I know? The sun shines. I'm the one that stays in the house. The sun shines as up until recently, that is. The sun shines out of their... Karen is also a mother, and Karen thinks her little darlings can do no wrong. The sun shines out of their ass, and they are perfectly behaved. They are the next Beethoven. They will obviously be a valedictorian, and they are good at sports. That's what Karen thinks about her children. Never mind what the referee said. Karen would shout at the referee for sending her little darling off the field. She would shout at the coach for putting her little darling on the bench. She would shout at teachers for failing to give her darling an A or for daring to impose some discipline. Okay. That's out there. In fact, she'll shout at anyone who dares to tell her little darling no, even when her little darling is running riot in the restaurant while Karen sips white wine with other mummies. She's been entirely oblivious, damn near unaware of where her little darling even is, until some unfortunate member of the staff dares to try to tell the little brat that he actually can't run in and out of the working kitchen. Karen's ears would prick up, picking up on the word no, and the entitled wails of her spoiled brat out from the 100 other conversations drifting across the restaurant. And she will appear and descend upon the unfortunate member of the staff like a tan and highlighted visitation from hell. Get in the picture. We've all met a Karen. I haven't. Because I control who I meet. Fortunately. Yes. Okay, so anywho, the next person states, Karen is a term used on Reddit, so it's on Reddit also, and in the internet slang in general, to refer to a specific type of woman. A Karen is typically a woman between ages of 30 and 60 who likely has children and has the air of a suburban mother. However, what is most distinctive and important to notice about a Karen is that she is incredibly entitled, nosy, and belligerent. Karen is almost always used as a slur for these kind of women who refuse to treat people decently. Some examples of Karens would be including example one, they write. This is Karen. Hi, do you work here? Do you work at this store? That's Karen speaking. The person Karen is talking to. No, I'm just shopping here. Karen again. Are you sure? You seem very familiar with the store. Person. I come here often, but I'm not an employee. Do you notice how my shirt is blue and employees all wear red shirts? Karen, I'm reporting you to your manager for horrible service and for trying to pretend you don't work here. Flash down the manager. Manager person won't help me. You should fire him. Okay. The manager, ma'am, person does not work here. Karen, not anymore. He, she doesn't. Smirk across her face as she walks away. Person and manager are confused. Example number two. Person, ma'am, your kids are running around this dangerous medical lab. Please take them out of here. Karen, my little babies, they would never do anything bad. Person, this area is dangerous. You need to remove your children. Karen, it's okay. They're well behaved. Okay. Unbehaved children are running around. One comes extremely close to a vial of a strong acid that will burn off his flesh. Person, child, get away from there. You could seriously hurt yourself. Child runs back to Karen, scared. Karen, why would you be so rude to yell at my babies? We'll be going now. Okay. So example three. Karen, I saw that you listed the price on internet website as $500. Can you give me a discount? Person, no, that price is actually a bargain, given how much a new television is with those specifications. As I wrote on the website, the price is form, take it or leave it. Karen, but I am a single mother. How would I be able to afford it? I hate when people start talking about their personal issues. I'm a single mother. How, and wanting sympathy for it. How would I be able to afford that price? You can't afford it. That's why you're not getting it. Okay, now, person, that's not my problem. Either pay and get the TV or don't. Okay. Finally, people in the world that are like me. So that's what I would have said. Okay. Don't use your sob story and expect some type of favors or something to come to you like that. Is Karen, but I really need the TV. Could you give it to me for free? It's clear that you don't need it if you're selling it. Person, I'm selling the TV, not running a charity. This is your last chance. Do you want to pay $500 for the TV or not? Karen, you are a horrible person for not helping helping a single mother. I'll report you to the website for your rude behavior and how mean you were for not giving me a TV that you don't need. Okay. Okay, so... okay. Okay. You know? So I don't know. So I don't know. Somebody write, what's a Karen? I've seen a lot of people address them on here, but I don't understand the concept. As best I can understand, a Karen is a white woman who has lost control of her emotions and logic because of patriarchal abandonment, and she extends the boundaries of the area she views as her psychologically owned and administrative territory. I have no idea what any of that meant. For example, when a woman is pregnant, she will begin to psychologically nest out of a certain area. She views her home and yard as her sacrosanct territory, and she will exercise territorial aggression to defend it. The man is there to make sure the territory and mate are protected, but he has another job of limiting her expansion, which I've heard men say, bitch, get back in the house. Usually she does and waits for a secondary belligerent confrontation with her patriarch when he secures the area and comes back into the house. Sounds like hunter-gatherers, a caveman and woman. Okay. He reaffirms her boundaries to keep her out of trouble. Working women were forced to return back to their homes when the veterans came in World War II, when the veterans came home because those jobs were for men. I believe Rosie the Riveter became disenchanted with her old job as housewife and having to obey her husband again, which gave rise to a power struggle and divorce. Alimony also arose as a tool of female power to attempt control of men, as their sudden unemployed marginalization bred resentment, and the woman fought to regain their Rosie Riveter power past that resentment into their daughters, who became adults when? The 1960s. 20 years after World War II ended, the first flock of angry female children arrived in the universities and usurped the power of feminist independence in their graduation. The problem was, for 17,000 years of human behavior, the man was the king of his castle, and his wife was a domestic servant to him and the family. So began the power struggle, with skyrocketing divorces, broken families, substance abuse, and now sexual perversion and sexual identity crisis never seen before. The result is patriarchal abandonment of these females, who now have no boundaries and extend their territorial aggression to the Walmart. Okay. Libraries, the workplaces, YMCAs, which is where I have had to confront Karens. You need proof, they ask. The YMCA in my hometown kicked several men out after they refused to give up their swimming lanes to retarded kids who had arrived there was once a YMCA for men and a YMCA for women. The YWCAs all closed because women are cheap and refuse to pay membership fees. What did they get next? They all moved into the YMCAs and started running the men out. At first, they took low-level jobs, but now women run the YMCAs, get rid of all the troublesome men, and replace them with women. When those men in the swimming lanes resisted, allowing the retarded kids to swim for free. Okay, I don't know. Okay. As the men were paying membership fees, the Karens came out of the flipping woodwork to verbally attack the men and cancel their memberships. All the men left and started private health clubs with no children. No retards, he puts, and no non-membership females. Why? Because men are reestablishing boundaries away from women, and now the YMCAs are going broke. The Karens are like a cancer, attaching themselves to funded entities to survive, but slowly strangle it to death. If a Karen does not get her, I'm not a Karen. Call me a beautiful, self-assured, assertive, direct bitch like that until you know me personally like that. I'm definitely not a Karen because this sounds too much for me. If a Karen does not get her way, she has a flipping hysterical meltdown in a public area she views as her own territory and is either thrown out by management or arrested by the police. There are so many of these 1960s disgruntled feminist bloodsuckers. They are crawling out over each other trying to get, I'm not a feminist, trying to get a financially independent man, but are now exposed as desperate. I was physically assaulted by an older woman in her 60s in a water aerobics class, and she refused to let go of me to the horror of her sisters. I got up and left permanently. I understand that other women were furious with her because they realized I would not return, so they all lost a chance at landing me as a maid to pay their bills. I'm not the only one, and our domestic U.S. numbers are dwindling as we take our retirements overseas. This has launched the MGTOW movement. Read about MGTOW, men go their own way. Okay. Jordan Peterson and Paul Elam are on YouTube giving men MGTOW lectures. The best part is all these new Rosie and Rivitas, whatever that is, are cleared for future combat duty in the U.S. military, yes. So the men are going their own way. They're choosing women from overseas and taking their retirement money with them and choosing a different type of money. Woman, excuse me. So that could be why I'm getting an influx of white American men approaching me. And I don't understand why they would be approaching me. Like that. Because women of color like me, we could be just as, I wouldn't be that way in public or with a romantic partner. Romantic, as I've always told y'all, I like the man to lead. If he's a good man that I trust, if he's honest, I'm more traditional in relationships. I'm more the submissive side, I've always told y'all, in relationships. I'm not going to be that with people that can torture me with their mess. I'm not going to submit to their will. Hell no. I can assert myself, but that's the way that I'm in romantic relationships. Okay. So, and it goes to other English-speaking countries. This person states, the stereotypical name associated with rude, obnoxious, and insufferable middle-aged white women. Karen is a pejorative term used in the U.S. and other English-speaking countries for a woman perceived to be entitled or demanded beyond the scope of what is considered appropriate or necessary. A common stereotype is that of a racist white woman who uses her privilege to demand her own way at the expense of others. Karens take everything wrong with their typical over-entitled Western woman and crank it up by several thousand percent. There are mutated subspecies that descends from the soccer mom and have many of their traits, such a short temper, a crown bowl haircut, an unnecessarily large SUV to take her kids to soccer practice, and be a menace on the road, etc., etc. Okay. But Karens have developed their own unique characteristics, antics as well, including but not limited to reveling in making their life of retail workers a living hell by constantly making a scene over nothing and demanding to speak to the manager. A near universal battle cry among Karens. Threatening to sue someone for a minor misdemeanor they may or may not have committed and may or may not have been involved, may or may not have involved Karen at all. Treating the drive-through queue like the set of a Mad Max film by cutting in line and honking at anyone who tries to get in. Even willing to dent other people's cars to save 45 seconds of getting her $1 muffin. Karens in this situation may or may not ask to speak to the drive-thru worker's manager and or threaten to sue the drivers of the car she just rammed. Being a part of the anti-vaccine crowd and relying on essential oils for health of their children because of a Facebook post she saw. So a Karen would be a part of the anti-vaccine crowd and she would rely on essential oils to heal her children based on a Facebook post that she saw. Okay. Somebody else, this is the last one. Karen is the product of modern feminism. Modern feminism is sexist and bigoted. In fact, some academics went as far as rewriting a section of Mem Cuff, replacing Jews with men, and that was acceptable and published. Okay. What happens when you empower bullies, this person writes. Also, you get Karen. Of course, now that feminism has become racist as well as sexist, this is why. This is why Black Lives Matter, but police killings of white men are ignored. So now the Karens of the world are getting a taste of their own bigotry, having the crime of whiteness. Okay. So why compare her predicament to other women? Because being a woman is a privileged position. Women can often literally get away with murder or at least victimize a man and put him in prison with a false rape complaint. Maximize the yield of a divorce with a false domestic violence complaint. A current high-profile example is Amber Heard, Johnny Depp. They have affirmative action hiring, so do not need to be as competent as a man to get a job, and then have their incompetence paid by claiming discrimination in wages. She compares herself to other women because she thinks her vagina should make all of society bow and worship her because of her womanhood. And now people are making fun of her narcissism. How dare they? So why not target the group least likely to fight back? You mean like men, this person writes, or children? The writer goes on and misinterprets history as the oppression of women. Yes, she ignores that the vote. Okay, and ironically, this is the group that was considered chattel themselves until fairly recently, who couldn't even vote until 100 years ago. This is what somebody else is writing in response to this person, who had literally little to no power over the corporate and legislative decisions that create the unjust system we all find ourselves in. And this person answers, that was talking about the feminism, yet she ignores the vote and property rights accrued through most of history to the rich, not to a gender. Here in New Zealand, landowners had the vote, and this included women who owned property, extended to gold miners in 1862. The misrepresentation of facts by Karen is just part of the entitlement delusion. Yeah, because out of the women in the United States, most definitely white women have been the most privileged out of any culture of women. They've always had, even though they were subjugated by men or whatever, they had more privilege than a woman of color would have had. Since the United States began as the United States, they've always had that. So that could be what the entitlement they were speaking of. I don't know. I didn't know this was a thing until somebody mentioned it to me, which was a woman mentioned it to me. She was in her 20s. She mentioned it to me today about an experience that she had earlier. And I didn't know it was a thing. That's why I was like, because I was thinking she was saying she met Karen and was telling me about somebody she met and the person's name was Karen. I didn't know that there was a Karen or the people copy. So I had to do my own research to see if that was actually a thing. It is. They And people speak of it in a very serious way, the way they were writing and speaking of it in answer of the question. I thought it was going to be a more of a jovial laugh about thing, but it's something that people are taking very seriously. Whether or not it is accurate, I don't know. Have you all ever met a, I'm not around many women. Have you all ever met, when, what I get about women, I'm getting it from other women that come to me through this type of work. This type of work that I do with the accountability coaching, the tarot readings, the personal sessions, is the only time I've been really interacted with the public, like in my life, and I'm 48. So it's like, in what I get about women, I get from other women coming towards me for guidance about women. I get that, what they're saying about one another. And so, and okay, and then what women that come to the house are telling me about what's going on in the outside world regarding relating to women. So have you all ever met a woman that acted like that, behaved that way in public? Don't say yes. You angelic karma. Hell, not me. I'm not like that. Like that. But still, is, have you all, not the way they describe, and I'm not sure if there are people that are like that in real life. I'm not sure if this is real, but the way that people are writing about it, they're writing about it in a very serious way. I think, and I'm going to give my opinion, and that's what I'm getting paid to give my opinion. So if I wasn't getting paid, I wouldn't be helping people, period. And you wouldn't hear a word from me, opinion or otherwise. So is, because I really don't care what people do, but because I'm in people's lives. Now, okay, so I would feel that the only harmful part in that is that part that I read about, it could potentially shut women up as it relates to the fear of being called a Karen when they don't need to be quiet. And people associating being a Karen with feminism. And wouldn't the SJW people, aren't those feminists? But they're the ones that it was written, I don't know of the truth in this stuff. It was written that they were using the videos of Karens to prove what point? Racism? Or to prove, because it's kind of mixed what I'm getting. Okay, they're saying that the Karens are feminists, and then they're saying that the SJW people, which are the social justice warriors, were using the Karen videos to prove a point as it relates to traditional racism by white women or white people in the United States. Okay, so, but aren't the SJW people feminists? And so, so, and if the Karens are feminists and the SJWs are talking about racial equality or whatever, I don't know what they're talking about either because I haven't read up on it. So I don't know. But through the reading, it's kind of confusing like that because it sounds like they're all talking about one group of people like that, one group of women. So I don't know. So have you all ever met any of the, I know it's, they say it's on YouTube. Have you all ever met any of this in real life? Like, have you ever been out in a they say that this is happening in retail stores. Have you, I've never been, I go shopping. I've never been in a retail store and that was happening like that. I'm trying to think. No, I've never been in a retail store and that was happening. I've never been inside of a restaurant and that was happening. Never. But that doesn't mean that it's not happening. Obviously, it has to be happening somewhere with the people writing about, the way that they're writing about it is like, it's a serious way. And I'm also wondering how the people, women, because when she was telling me that it was about a Karen, I was thinking about, she was talking about a person named Karen. I'm wondering how people that are named Karen are actually feeling. Like, like that. And I feel that a lot of us may have a little bit of Karen in us. I know my Karen is most definitely like sexy. So a lot of us may have, I may have a little tiger in me. It might be a little Karen in all of us. Hell, I say wear it well. That's the only thing I have to say about it. Hell, because I don't know. Until next time, that's my take on it. Bye.